KSCU Santa Clara presents. Two nerds answering the call to become KSCU DJs. Join them now on this incredible journey.
It's a trap!
At night.
Great Scott!
New power is rising!
I got a bad feeling about this.
You will never find in a more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
But if you escape,
you will be assimilated.
Let me do. It is useless to resist.
Resistance is futile.
You will be deleted.
Exterminate!
Prepare for battle.
Exterminate!
It's a madhouse!
A madhouse!
You're doomed. That's right. Welcome to Robots Attack. An hour early. What
Done.
The heck? Why is that playing? I don't know, but I should have checked that. Oh, that's why it's not on single. Ooh, noob DJ, move. We are Robots Attack. When I say we, I am speaking of myself, Joe, and my partner in crime, my Chewbacca, my Spock, my Ted Theodore Logan, Caleb!
Whoa, Joe, we are like on the air, dude.
You're right. We are.
Dude, we should like say something intelligent.
Say something intelligent. yeah.
That was really smart.
I know.
Anyways. So that's really safe.
Yeah. On to the seriousness. So, yeah.
If only you knew.
Yeah. Serious and Robots Attack, you're mad.
It's a madhouse. So you just did that part.
Yeah. That was in the intro. So yes, Robots Attack. We normally, for our first couple of shows, we're actually on at midnight. But now we've by popular demand being us.
Woo! We wanted to come in sooner.
Yeah, we took the other hour that was apparently available, and so now we are a two-hour show. We got the permission, and so now you must suffer. I mean, enjoy! Two full hours of Robots Attack. Now, you're probably asking yourself, what the heck is Robots Attack? Well, let me tell you. Robots Attack is a crazy talk show slash music slash geek culture slash... I don't know what else. Just
it's a show about things that are interesting to us.
Yeah, and hopefully you'll find them interesting as well.
Yeah, definitely.
And to give a little intro of ourselves, Caleb and I have known each other for probably about, what would you say, like 15 years?
That sounds about right.
Maybe even a little bit more.
Possibly.
Let's just say over 15 years.
Yeah, it's been definitely over 10.
So. Yeah, and I think we work well with each other and... yeah, he does everything I say, and you know, hey, that's how great it is. So, anyway, what we're going
that's
to
not
do
how that works.
Is before we get into the news and some of our other segments, we're gonna play some music, you know, because we still need to set up. I mean, you know, we don't want to bombard you with all this talk just yet. You know, we want to kind of ease you in. You might be maybe I should leave if they're just gonna be talking for 2 hours straight. I don't want to talk at 11, you know. Whatever time it is.
11:12.
Oh my gosh. Maybe we should read the PSA first. Get that out of the way.
Yeah. Well, let's get our obligatory PSA. Let's see.
What do we have for us?
Well, we're going to talk about Cuba. Cuba's in focus.
Cigars or?
It's an exhibition. Fidel College presents Cuba in Focus, an exhibition by American and Cuban photographers. The photographs are an attempt to capture the creative spirit of Cuban culture. The exhibition is at the Caruso Center for Innovation at Foothill College. More information is available at cubainfocus.wordpress.com. And I guess technically it would be Cuba but
Cuba.
I didn't think of that till like just now. So,
oh well, you know, while you were talking about that, I was thinking of that Robert Redford movie, Havana.
Oh man,
I don't really know or remember anything about it. I just remember that Robert Redford was in it, and
at least it's a step up from from remembering that. That wonderful MST3K film, Red Dawn, right? No.
Red Zone Cuba.
Red Zone Cuba, that was it.
Oh, that's a classic. If you like Mr. Sand Theater and you have not watched that one yet, put that on your list. Watch that one.
That one's a very special, one.
That one is a Coleman Francis classic. And Coleman Francis has made some powerful films.
Powerful somethings.
Yeah. begins with an S.
Yes. Yes.
So yeah, why don't we jump into that music that we promised?
Yes. Yeah. We'll not force you to endure this much longer.
Yeah. We'll start off with the track from Blitzen Trapper. This track is called American Goldwing, off the album American Goldwing.
Huh. Convenient.
What do you know? Look at that, kind of lazy, but hey, what are you going to do?
Someone wasn't trying very hard.
Yeah, come on, Blitz Trapper. I see you put a motorcycle guy on there. Couldn't you maybe come up with another? Oh, I kid.
Yeah. Let's put this on.
Yeah. That was Foster the People. Stream KSCU on your smartphone. Did you know that you can listen to KSCU on your smartphone? Just download a mobile Shoutcast app such as TuneWiki, Shoutcast Radio, or Winamp and search for our internet stream. The more you know means you know more things. Speaking of knowing more things, it is now time for
dun 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 dun.
The news.
That's right. We have entered into the news segment, and we're going to start off with a little bit of science news.
Science.
She blinded me with science. Anyways, well, if
it's
you
not very nice of her.
No, it's not very nice at all. Must have used some sort of acid or maybe a base element. Oh wait, element. It leads me right into the first story. The periodic table of elements has expanded by 3. That's right. Along with lead and gold and silver and unobtainium. Wait, that's not on there. That's something else.
Oh, I heard and saw what you did there.
Yes. Yes, they have now added darmanstradium, with the atomic symbol of DS, reintegium, RG, and cupricinium, CN.
Whoa.
Yeah, these are definitely on the $4 list of words. And when it's like most chemical elements, when you see them on a packaging, you kind of go, what on earth is that?
Yes, what on earth is that?
I don't know. It's an element.
If the elements combine, will they form?
Captain Planet?
Yes.
And I'm sure some of them will, but not these particular ones, maybe.
Oh, okay.
Let's see. Cupricinium was named after Prussian astronomer Nicholas Copernicus, who died in 1543, and was the first to suggest that the Earth revolves around the Sun. The atom was discovered in 1996 after scientists in Germany smashed zinc and lead together, resulting in the heavy radioactive element. Yes, all of these elements are what they refer to as heavy elements, which are generally things that are formed when stars go nova.
Nova!
Nova!
Like the Nova Science Show!
Not quite, but similarly related, yes.
Like Supernova, the comic book character guy!
No, not quite so much.
okay then. I'll stop doing that. Really?
All right. What's on the next on the agenda for you? What have you found?
For me, well, let's see. I've found out this isn't exactly like breaking news, but
when did it fall over? Did it break a hip? Is it okay? Do we need to call it a cab?
Well, I don't know. You'll have to ask Brett Ratner, because apparently he is no longer an Oscar producer.
No. Oh, that's unfortunate.
Yeah. Looks like Brett Ratner won't be producing the Oscar Awards after all. I got this article off of IGN. Many were surprised when the director of the Rush Hour trilogy and X-Men The Last Stand was announced as producing next year's 84th Annual Academy Awards. Yeah, I was a little kind of shocked. I'm like, oh, okay, Brett Ratner.
It could be interesting.
Yeah, wasn't really high on the list that I think they would pick, but they picked him.
He was free?
Yeah, maybe that was it. Given his less than acclaimed track record as a filmmaker, coupled with his frat boy attitude reputation. But on the heels of several days of negative press about Ratner as he raised eyebrows several times while promoting his new film, Tower Heist. Yeah, he did Tower Heist.
Oh, okay.
And I think he actually campaigned to have Eddie Murphy host.
Yeah.
Which Eddie Murphy is no longer hosting now. Billy Crystal is taking over because I think Eddie Murphy left because Brett Ratner left. And
right,
I don't know
right.
if that's officially, but he did. He stepped
around the
away.
Same time. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, he went around and said some stuff about he banged the former host of Attack of the Show, Olivia Munn.
Mm.
He did some stuff with Lindsay Lohan while he was on Howard Stern. And he had the quote of, now this is his quote, so don't be mad when I say this, but he says, rehearsals are for fags. That was the one that kind of pushed most people over the edge. And so he decided, because he was getting a lot of the negative press and everything, that he would step down and, you know, not tarnish the Academy Awards and that sort of thing with controversy from him and this and that. And so,
well, that's relatively classy considering the pedigree of his statements right there.
Yeah.
All things considered, it could have been a lot worse, I guess.
Yeah, that's true. So yeah, that's if you're extremely sad and you won't watch the Academy Awards now that Brett Ratner is no longer producer, I'm sorry to inform you of that news.
Yeah, that is unfortunate. But what are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
It's too late now. He's already stepped down, so.
Yeah. What do we have?
Well,
After that rousing, exciting news.
Kind of in the same vein of what the heck were they thinking kind of a statement. There's, let's see, over in Miami, inmate. is trying to sue the Department of Corrections, arguing that the prison's soy-based tricky dogs and sloppy joes amount to cruel and unusual punishment. Yes, he is saying soy-based foods are cruel and unusual punishment. Now, this story gets better because the inmate, one Mr. Eric D. Harris, is serving a life sentence for sexual battery on a child. And He's claiming, but he still has the nerve to claim that the food is endangering his thyroid and immune system. So since correctional facilities are not necessarily flush with cash, it sounds like they are helping to reduce the cost of meals by supplementing part of the food with soy proteins to keep down the costs. And apparently he wants to change his own money to buy vegan foods. It's a rather interesting story. I found it linked from Boing Boing in the NY Times. It's just such a strange little thing. It's like guys trying to sue the prison for trying to be responsible and save some money because he feels like it's inconveniencing him, and therefore it should not be.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's what, a prisoner in the prison. I mean, he demands every single right like that he should have, because, you know, he's in a prison for breaking the rules, but, you know, he should have every single right. And, you know,
yeah, it's like, sure, he shouldn't necessarily be in pain all the time, but there's other...
Oh, I don't know. Come on. I'm kidding.
There's ways around it besides creating more cost to the system. Hopefully this will be resolved in a way that will be amicable to all parties and still save Florida some cash.
Speaking of cash, I have
cash,
a story,
yes,
regarding a bank.
Okay.
I got this one. It's from MSNBC. But guess where it took place? You know, it's that state where, like, crazy stuff usually happens, and it's kind of, like, on the east, down.
Oh, so Florida?
Ding, ding, ding. You are correct, sir.
Wow.
Palm Coast, Florida, to be exact.
Okay.
Authorities have identified and charged a 67-year-old man, they say, urinated in a bank tube after he couldn't get a money order.
Wow.
That's right. He's taking it to the streets. He fought the law. And the suspect's name has not yet been released. Investigators said another customer unknowingly picked up the bank tube and was then covered in the liquid, which they believe was urine.
Oh.
Can you believe that? Honey, I'll be right back. I'm going to the bank. Let me deposit this. Oh, dear Lord, there's urine all over me.
I am now covered in pee. This is not what I expected to happen when I went to the bank this morning.
Yeah, I expected this at, I'm not going to say a bank name because then we might get in trouble, but... I'm not here. A man pulled into the drive-up teller at the RBC Bank in Palm Coast on Thursday, deputies said, and urinated in a tube when a policy upset him. The customer behind him had no idea what he had done. There's a quote, "It's a disgusting act that nobody should have to go through. You go to the bank to make a deposit or withdraw."
Make a deposit.
Nobody should have to go through this, said Major Dave O'Brien with the Flagler County Sheriff's Office. Oh, I should preface this and say that I mispronounce the names to protect...
The innocent?
The innocent.
Yes.
Yes, that is why I do it. Flagler County authorities have charged the man with creating a public nuisance. Once the paperwork is filed, he could face arrest and a year in jail.
Wow.
The bank's manager says the branch closed down the suspect's account and gave him all his money back. What they should do, though, when they give it back, is they should have everyone, like, who works at the bank, like, pee on his money. Here you go, sir. Here's your money.
Why is my money in a dumpster bag? Oh, no reason. It smells vaguely of, oh no, you guys did not. Yes, yes,
I recognize this. So there you go. There's a story of a man fighting law by urinating.
Yes. Well, there's no transition from that story to my next story.
Well, then, you know what you should do?
What should I do?
I suggest you read a PSA.
A PSA?
Yes.
Very good, then. Health fraud.
Ooh. I'm intrigued. Continue.
The Food and Drug Administration advises you to be aware of health fraud. Be suspicious of products that claim to cure many diseases or that promise quick fixes. Remember that success stories are easy to make up. More information is available at www.fda.gov/health fraud. Health fraud.
It's just kind of fun saying it.
Yeah, it just rolls off the tongue so well. Health fraud. Yeah. All right. So
now that we've had that to cleanse ourselves from the man urinating in the bank tube.
Yes.
What enlighten us with our next story?
Well, it's a little bit more artistic than some of the other ones have been. Did you know that about 250,000 years ago, humans began painting a curious creature on the walls of European caves. Among the rhinos, wild cattle, and other animals, they sketched a white horse with black spots.
What?
Yes. Such horses are popular breeds today, but scientists didn't think they even existed before humans domesticated the species around 5,000 years ago. They found over 100 paintings depicting at least 4,000 animals in Europe, and nearly all of them concentrated in southern France. Let's see. More interesting stuff. 32, early, Chauveau Cave. I apologize to the French for my mispronunciation.
Oh, no, remember, you're doing it to protect the innocent.
That's right. At least 32,000 years ago was also had art featuring, and it's thought to be the earliest known cave art, and that's roughly 1,500 years, in 1,500-year-old caves. But it's just kind of interesting, like that they've been able to find very accurate depictions of ancient horses that, they really just didn't even think that they were that these creatures existed before these paintings were made. So it's just life is bigger than we ever thought it was.
Hmm.
And art goes back farther than we ever thought it did. And accuracy is an astonishing hallmark of even the ancient peoples.
So see, they weren't all just let me hit you over the head to bring you to my cave. I like brontosaurus meat. It's good.
Hey, Fred. Hey, we found over here.
Hey, I wonder how long we keep this caveman stereotype going here. can you imagine maybe about 1,000 years, some people inside of a box type of room talking onto devices that go over things like radio waves that they're talking about our patents?
What's a radio wave?
Hit
you over the head with a 2x4. Bonk.
Smash.
Along with the story. But you should definitely check out the actual story over at Wired Science. We'll probably have a link to it in our show notes as well. Over at robotsattack.me.
Ooh, you know, speaking of that,
yes,
we do like the audience to participate. And yes, how please. They can participate is tell them about the Twitter.
Oh, yes. The Twitter? Well, the Twitter is a sound of the... Oh, no. You mean the service Twitter. Yes. You can find...
Ow.
Quit it. Our show has a Twitter account. We are Robots Attack Me. And you can message us there, please, and interact. We will do our best to get you on the air in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah. Feel free to, tweet us while we're doing the show. We'll check it. As often as we can.
I have a tab open right here with it. So when you hit us up, I will know.
And then
we also have a Facebook page.
Robots Attack, like it, leave a comment, let us, again, kind of the same thing as Twitter. I mean, a lot of people kind of use it the same, leave a comment, but yeah, and check us out on there. And then you can, email us at, I'm going to see if I can get this right.
Okay.
Is it robotsattackshow@gmail.com?
Exactimo.
Yes. Without even having to look at notes.
Woo, he's getting good.
I try. I mean, it's our show. But please feel free to shoot us an email, tweet us,
comment on Facebook,
and
we'll keep these tabs open. We'll let you. We'll be keeping a weather eye out for listener feedback.
Yeah. And how about on that? Let's take a tiny little break from the news. We'll come back to some more, but let's give them a little a track. Let's give them a song.
Okay.
This one, we're gonna go. I got a couple right here. I got kind of a long one, and I got kind of a shorter one. I think I'm gonna go with the little shorter one.
Okay.
So, let's go with that. And that one, if I look at our notes, I mean,
the playlist.
Yes, the play. This should be, oh, that one is, oh, that, oh, no, oh, lady, it's, oh, it's the Beatles. Oh, look at that, it's the Beatles. Whoever heard of this band? It's the, I've never even heard of this band. They're kind of brand new.
Yeah, they must be, like, really underground.
Yeah, and they, you know what they do? They need to learn how to spell, because they don't know how to spell Beatles. They kind of put an A in there and an E. I mean, it's kind of
strange. Maybe they're European.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe they are. Well, maybe we'll find out with this track.
Yes.
Ah, yes. One of my favorite Beatles tracks of all the Beatles tracks in my life from, I believe, Rubber Soul. Yes.
That was a good album.
Yeah. You know, I like pretty much all of them.
Yeah, you can't go too wrong. Without, yeah. But there's always ones that stand out on a personal level.
Yeah. Yeah, that one. I don't hear that one too much on the radio. That's kind of why I picked that one. I like that one.
I can't think of the last time I actually heard that one on the radio.
It's usually, you know, the ones, you know.
Yellow Submarine. Imagine.
Well, yeah. Imagine is John Lennon.
Okay, yeah, technically, yeah, but. Yeah.
But yeah, usually I've heard it if they do like a like deep cuts, or you know, if they do like a three play or something, you know, it'll maybe be like the last one or you know the middle one or something. Like here's one you don't normally hear, you know, they throw in. But but yes, you are listening to Robots Attack, and we're still in the news, and we're gonna bring you some more news.
News.
What do we have, Caleb?
Well, you say we're Robots Attack.
Well, yes.
The robots are coming. They're coming quickly.
I knew it.
In fact, they are running at us.
What?
Yes.
Robots can run?
Some of them, especially this one, known as Fast Runner.
Wow, did this and what was that band get together to figure out names?
Yeah. It's not the most uniquely named device, but this... is a two-legged, or known as a bipedal robot, that is designed to be something to have sort of a ostrich or velociraptor. Kind of look, and this is it's part of an experiment to make more mobile support things. Yeah, the goal is to. They currently have this robot running at around 20 beyond. They're trying to get it to run faster than 20 miles an hour. The legs are designed to not only efficiently harness the energy of the running motion, but also sustain the running pace without complicated orders from an onboard computer. So this is kind of like, you know, you kind of just point it in direction, push it, and then it starts running.
Fascinating.
Yes. The idea would also be to improve robotic exoskeletons and things like that so that you can move troops and armor and supplies around dangerous areas faster and more efficiently than just trying to send a truck or a jeep or something like that. This is a project funded by the DARPA group, which is... the department, which is Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, which is sort of a long-winded way of saying people that are thinking of cool ways to use stuff to make life better for all of us. They're a really super high concept level of design and building. They've done several of these initiatives. Two of them are self-driving cars. You may have heard of those. The first was the DARPA challenge through the desert. And then the second DARPA challenge for the cars is to do a city level driving, sort of like what Google's doing, but like fully autonomous, no, person behind the wheel kind of car.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it could be interesting. But this specific robot is what makes it a little bit more interesting is that the idea is to reuse the energy that it has from running to continue its running motion. So it's not quite perpetual motion, but it's a high conservation, so it's a very efficient way of getting around.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I could, and also it will make the creepy valley of humanoid robots become really, really creepy. But it will also mean that people that couldn't walk before will be able to walk if they can make these legs actually function the way they kind of hope to. So that could be cool.
That right there makes it worth it.
Indeed. And it also brings us that much closer to the singularity. Dun, dun, dun. And the singularity, for those who don't know, is where the divide...
It should not be named.
It's already been named. It's called the singularity.
You said the word that should not be named. Everyone thinks it's Voldemort that should not be named. No, it's what you said.
The singularity.
No, that should not be named.
Yes, where biological and technological cross to such a point that one is indistinguishable from the other. So Cybermen, in a way, are kind of part of the singularity, for those who have watched Doctor Who.
You know, speaking of Doctor Who, this is a slight tangent. I heard some news about them working on a movie.
I heard that too, and I heard that it's just like really early development right now.
Yeah, yeah.
So like those fans who are like panicking right now, breathe. It's going to be okay. It's not going to happen right now. They're working on it. They can make it good, supposedly.
Yeah.
As long as it's better than that one that Fox tried to make for TV, that one was...
Oh, yeah.
That one's one that we should be speaking of because it was pretty horrible.
Yeah, we will move on from there. We will never speak of it again.
Yes.
What we will speak of now, we'll move from robots to dogs.
Dogs.
A lot of people love dogs.
Who doesn't like dogs?
Oh, I hit the mic there.
Don't punch the mic.
I want to punch it.
Don't do it.
You. Sometimes
mics
I
are
just,
expensive.
I look at you and I think I want to punch you in the face, but you don't have a face because you're just a mic. Anyway.
The mic has a face. Anyways.
I see what you did there. I heard what you did there. I saw what you did there.
Now
I'm moving on to my story.
Go on to your story. Go on.
Cell phone sniffing dogs.
I smell a cell phone.
They can smell you now. Dogs,
dun, dun, dun.
Dogs trained to find cell phones by following the scent of lithium batteries will soon be prowling the grounds of Rikers Island, according to the New York Post. The prison hopes that the $6,000 canines will curb the use of illicit mobile devices.
Wait. How much do these dogs cost?
$6,000.
Wow, that is not that's an expensive dog.
Yeah, but, you know.
It's a lot of training, though. Continue.
It's worth it.
Mm. Keep them...
At least they hope so.
Yes.
They hope to curb the use of illicit mobile devices, which inmates often use to orchestrate drug deals or conduct other criminal outside business by sticking their phone up their butt.
Oh, I didn't want to know about that.
Well, you know, that they got to bring them through, and, you know, that's... And anyway, jail officers
More
monitor...
More than I care to know.
...landline calls, but can't track cell calls they don't know are being made within the privacy of inmate cells. Also, though, this is just what I've heard. I don't have any... I don't have any evidence. I'm going to quote a little Herman Cain here. I don't have any evidence to back this up, but I heard this. Sometimes, you know, prison guards take a little kickback and they let them use the phone or, you know, type of thing. You know, aside from sniffing out cell phones, the Post reports the dogs are also able to track mobile accessories like chargers and earpieces. Whoa.
Wow. That's pretty sensitive if you can smell the lithium-ion battery in a Bluetooth headset.
Yeah. Yeah, man, it's pretty amazing what they do with dogs. I mean, they're able to, like, sniff and find, like, you know, drugs and all. It's just training them to find all those bombs and all that stuff. Just
Who knew?
I know. Who knew dogs had excellent smelling? Department of Corrections spokeswoman told the Post cell phones pose a serious risk to staff and inmates, but did not elaborate. I'm sure she didn't sound like that exactly, but last time I did a female voice, Caleb didn't really care for it, so...
It went a little weird.
I chose not to do it. She also declined to offer details of the program as well as the name of the vendor.
Uh-huh.
Which kind of makes sense. Don't want to get all the details out there. Well, this is how we do it exactly. And then the bad guys can go, oh, okay, well, maybe we need to know.
So, like, yeah, so, so that's how they run to us.
The cell phone sniffing dogs are already in use in other states. Statistics on the canine's effectiveness in those areas weren't readily available. But well, still.
Hey, it's worth a shot, you know?
It's worth a shot. If you're going to spend $6,000... My guess, this is a good way to do it.
And if they, and it definitely cuts down on the people making money while they're supposed to not be making money.
Exactly.
Kind of, yeah. That's it. That, you know, yeah, it's worth a shot. Couldn't hurt to try.
No, it cannot.
So do we have...
Oh, by the way, everyone, you are listening to Robots Attack on KSCU Santa Clara.
103.3.
The underground sound. Kind of funny. We're sort of underground. The building. I
mean, yeah, we're in the basement.
Basement. Yeah. So
maybe that's freaking.
The ground. Mm-hmm. Maybe. I don't. Couldn't Could tell be. You. But we'll move on now.
Mm-hmm. So, have you heard that they're gonna be that there's a possibility of let me put it this way. Does your smartphone, you have a smartphone, right?
Yes, I do.
Does its battery life kind of suck?
Yes, I had to actually end up getting a bigger battery for it.
Oh, wow. That, whoa.
Yeah, because, you know, while I like the Android phones, they tend to...
suck batteries like there's no tomorrow?
Yeah, they tend to love that juice, love that battery juice they get fixed on. I need it, man. I can't do that. Come on. You want to run those apps, right? You want to do those things. You got to give me power. I got to eat it. Well, I got to drink it. I love it.
Yes. Well, that thirsty, hungry cell phone, even the ones that aren't Android that still seem to suffer from... 8 not full day crippling running times. There may be hope for all of us yet. And you know that laptop that you've been using?
Yes.
Yeah, you maybe get like, you know, 2 to 3 hours worth out of it before you have to plug it back in.
Sure.
Well, that could extend by 10 times. You could get up to... Let's see, 3 times 10.
math, action, math. Come on, just do the math while I do the, I'm doing the math theme.
So,
action, math. Caleb doing action,
10,
math. He's doing math
30.
On his fingers. He's math and math. Math and action, math. And I think I'm distracting him from doing the math.
Basically, you can get math. More than a full day's worth of energy into a battery.
Math.
By extending its life by about 10 times. And decreasing the amount of time to charge by that same quotient.
Huh.
Using a new technology that a group of scientists have found by perforating the cell that charges and transmits the electrons back and forth, they have found that they can increase the speed of the charge and increase the lifespan of the charge. So you get more power and you spend less time charging it up.
I like it.
Yeah, and Android needs it.
Yes, most definitely. Definitely need is definitely the correct word there.
Yeah, Apple needs it right after an update and then they fix it. And then we have yet to determine.
Oh, sure. He's got to throw Apple being the greatest thing ever in there. Oh, Apple never has any problems.
No, when it lands, it's always like, hey, wait for version 2.
Where am I? This doesn't look good.
Yeah, but.
that was my lame impression of an Apple product landing, as you said.
Oh, it's right. Like,
where am I? How's it going?
I'm so new. I don't know what I'm doing.
You know what though?
What?
It's funny you. It's kind of like we almost planned this, which actually we didn't. But you talked about the batteries and phones, and you know, as the smartphones.
Right.
I got a story about a smartphone right here.
Oh really?
Man calls 911 five times to complain about broken iPhone. Just let that sink in there for you.
Wait. He calls 911
five times to complain about broken iPhone. I got this story from MSN again. It's usually where I get my stories. So wow. Thank you, MSN.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Get this. Yeah. It's one thing to get frustrated with our cell phones. We all do. Complain to the carrier or manufacturer. I got a problem with my phone, carrier or manufacturer. Mm-hmm. It's another to call 911, not once, not twice, but five times to get attention.
You'd think the second time they would notice. He would notice.
You'd think, but apparently not. Not Michael Allen Skolpeck. Got attention, but not likely the kind he was looking for. The 48-year-old man from Bristol, Illinois, allegedly made the calls to complain, quote, that his iPhone was not working, end quote, according to a Kendall County Sheriff's Office report shared by the Smoking Gun. Officers went out to Skolpeck's home around 1 a.m. Wednesday to investigate and said Skolpeck refused to comply with orders from deputies, according to a sheriff's spokesperson, and he was arrested for obstructing or resisting a peace officer.
Oh, wow. Man.
No one knows what the iPhone issues were for Skolpeck, and chances are he won't be focusing on them too much in the days ahead. He was released on his own reconnaissance but is due in court November 18th, so on Friday. We'll see if there's an update.
Wow.
I know. Ay, people, come on. Wow.
I there's not words to describe just how bizarre that is. What's 911 going to do about your broken smartphone?
I know. It's like there was a thing about, I think, you know, a lady calling 911 about a fast food thing or something. And there's, I wish I could remember the details exactly. Something about, like, they didn't give me a chicken sandwich. I wanted a chicken sandwich or something. I don't know. I mean, I don't want to say exactly, but yeah, it was something crazy along those lines of just like, this is 911 and you're holding up emergency calls because a fast food thing like messed up your order or something like that. It's like
priorities, people.
I know. Come on.
Or just apply a little common sense. Like, my product has this logo on it. Maybe I'll contact that company about this product instead of 911.
Yeah, that doesn't...
I weep for the species.
I think that's why the robots are going to be attacking soon.
They're like, obviously you cannot control yourselves. We are far superior. Exterminate.
Yeah. The word that shall not be named will come soon.
Seriously. Oh, that is a very special collection of what the heck.
Yeah. You got another story you want to hit us with, or?
Yeah, let's see. It's not, I don't know if it's so much a story.
Oh, jeez.
But, you like samurai?
Sure, yes. Yeah, samurai are cool.
Yeah. They're not ninjas, but they're cool, you know.
Yeah.
They're not pirates, but... Obviously, they're not pirates because they're samurai.
They're samurai. Although, could you have a pirate samurai or a samurai pirate?
Possible, but there's no honor in that.
Ooh. Da, 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 da. Whoa, so like a Ronin?
Okay.
Pirate?
Yeah, a Ronin. A Ronin could probably be a pirate.
I don't know. What do you think, audience? Tweet us tweet us or email us or leave a comment on Facebook about what do you think about the...
Samurai pirates.
Samurai pirates. Or Ronin samurai pirates, or
a robot cop, a renegade robot cop,
or just anything.
No, samurai pirates, go!
Yeah.
Well, anyway, one of my favorite blogs called Boing Boing. They post the website's called A Collection of Wonderful Things, and this website is pretty awesome. And they found this video of Isao Maichi, and he is a modern day samurai. And they have these, there's this video on YouTube of him, like, just randomly cutting cool stuff. Like, there's one where they launch tennis balls at him, and he's like chopping tennis balls and candles and cucumbers and all sorts of, like, what the heck? They actually wanted him to cut this thing, but, like, it's Japan. They're going to come up with, whoop, that's, whoa, that's making a lot of noise. Hey now.
The video's playing. Oh.
That wasn't supposed to happen.
Yeah. Maybe what we can do also is throw a link of that.
Yeah. Well, that will definitely there'll be a link to that in the show notes. It's a pretty cool video. You got to check it out. And then just read Boing Boing. There's a lot of good information. Like, they do cover a lot of digital rights stuff, which I actually have something I can talk about that I can find from them later. And
You tease us.
Tease. Yeah, but it's just a lot of cool stuff there.
Cool. Well, I got a story that I don't know if you'll consider it cool, but two women were arrested in a satanic sex ritual stabbing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I picked this story mostly for the very last, like, sentence, the very last element to it.
Lay it on us.
Okay, so, big shocker, I got this from MSNBC again.
Where do they dig up these stories?
I don't know. I get a lot of them from the smokinggun.com, it looks like, and stuff. But, all right, two women were arrested in Milwaukee this week after a man told police they had bound and stabbed him hundreds of times in a sexual encounter that, quote, got quickly out of hand.
Apparently.
The 18-year-old man told police he had met one of the women on the internet. And
danger, Robinson.
Danger right there. And had traveled to Milwaukee from Phoenix, Arizona to see her. She and her roommate then held him in an apartment for 2 days and cut him more than 300 times, he said, according to a search warrant affidavit signed by Milwaukee County Police Detective Michael Walishnasnik.
Uh-huh. Yes. God bless you.
Remember what I said about the names, not really. That implies right now. The two women, Rebecca Chandler and Raven Larrabee, were being held in Milwaukee County Jail on $150,000 bail.
Wow.
Milwaukee's 12 News station reported. Charges are expected to be filed in the next few days, 12 News said. When police arrived at the apartment, Chandler, 22, approached them and said, "I think you are here looking for me," according to the affidavit, which was published by thesmokinggun.com.
I'm sure you sounded just like that.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, I'm sure she has that exact voice. You know, Chandler said she and the man were having sexual relations, which involved cutting, and that the act was consensual but got out of hand.
Yeah.
Chandler told police that her roommate, whom she called Scarlett, did most of the cutting, and that she was possibly, quote, involved in satanic or occult activities, end quote, the affidavit said. The roommate was identified as Larrabee, 20. The man suffered wounds to his back, face, arms, legs, and neck, and was taken to Florida Heart Hospital in Wahoo. Oh, God. Man. Sorry, name that begins with W. And now I'm getting to the part that, like, made me pick this story.
Okay.
Oh, get the damn mic again. In a search of Chandler and Larrabee's apartment, police found knives, duct tape, bloody rope, and books or literature relating to Satanism or the occult. Now here it is, including a copy of a necromantic ritual book titled Werewolf's Guide to Life. As soon as I saw that, I was like, I'm reading this story. Because there's apparently a book called Werewolf's Guide to Life.
Danger, Dindal Robinson. Common sense does not reign supreme in this location. Wow.
No, it does not. But, you know, I could read you some common sense if you'd like.
That would be welcome after that particular brand of what the heck.
Yeah. This stuff that makes sense is actually the turkey trot The Silicon Valley Turkey Trot is returning to San Jose. The Turkey Trot includes a kids' fun run, a 5K run/walk, a 10K run, and other events. All proceeds benefit local nonprofits. It's on Thanksgiving Day, November 24th, which is coming up next week.
Next week.
In downtown San Jose. More information is available at svturkeytrot.com.
Cool deal. That's actually kind of cool.
Yeah. You know, I mean, you could get a little workout in before you get all that food in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Make all that space in there. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Boy. Well, I'll try not to do that again.
Flav, you showed up. I didn't expect you to see you tonight.
You know you wanted me here.
I'm not so sure about that. Hey. Are we moving on yet, or are we stuck? Are we finishing the news?
Well, where are we? It's up to you. You got at least one more you want to tackle, or are you good?
Well, there's a follow up to something that we discussed last show, which was Movember.
Okay, I got to see one in there. I still got my crazy multicolored mustache that's growing in. Maybe that's. Fill them in on Movember, just in case they don't know about it. Mm-hmm. Movember, the month of November, what you're supposed to do, if you're a dude, at least, November 1st or around November 1st, you shave your face all clean and nice and baby smooth. Then you grow a mustache. You can do a Fu Manchu, regular porn stash, your Magnum PI. It can't connect with any of the kind of middle part of the chin. So you can't like form a goatee or anything that. It can't connect to the sideburns. You can't make chops or...
It's got
to
be a stash of some sort.
Just a stash. And why, you ask? Why would you do that?
Why just a stash?
Because it's supposed to bring awareness to men's health, like prostate cancer, testicular cancer, those kind of things that affect the guys. It's kind of the guy's version of breast cancer month for October.
Right.
November, because, you know, breast cancer month, boobies, we love them. We got to protect them. We got to keep them safe. And so this is our turn to promote our prostates and our balls. Make sure they're safe and all that stuff.
It's important. Yeah. We make sure everyone's protected on all sides. And...
Yeah. And what you can do is you can go to, I believe it's Movember.org. I mean, you could Google this Movember. I'm sure you'll find a bunch of websites on it and, you know, find some things to donate. I mean, I know there's like a bunch of, I mean, you can personally set up your own like page where people can donate. Like, I don't have a page myself set up. I'm just doing it, but I know of a group actually. I'll kind of pimp them right now. It's a network of shows that I watch, the Toad Hop Network. If you go there, toadhopnetwork.com, they got a listing for it. You can click on there. They've got teams. You can donate to individual people on there or just find it on there. I mean, you can find tons of places to donate to, but that's, if you don't feel like growing a mustache or you don't think you can grow a mustache, then donate the next best thing. I mean, I plan to try to do that as well.
Very cool deal. Yeah. And it's Movember.com.
Oh, it's .com. Okay.
Yes. It's .com. And one of the reasons why I brought this up was there is a couple ladies with solidarity for Movember where they are, at least one of them is doing a fake mustache every day of the month.
Oh, okay.
And she has a Tumblr blog at 30-days-of-mo.tumblr.com. And you posts picture, very amusing pictures of the stash, her fake stashes.
Oh, I see. So basically she's kind of poking fun at all of it, you know, and making light of an issue that's really important. Oh, yeah, that's great. That's great, lady.
What? No, no. Solidarity.
I kid.
She's a Mo sister. She's like, she's trying to help us out. Come on.
I kid. No, I really don't.
I think
it's mean, lady.
Stop it.
I kid. Maybe I don't. Should I? Yeah. Okay. I can't.
We're done.
Are you sure?
Yes. With that one.
Oh, okay.
Is there one more for you, or do you want
to? I mean, let's see. You know what? I think that'll wrap it up for the news. I mean, you know, we've got more stories we can do, but
knocking things over here.
Well, it's getting crazy. I mean, the news is making us crazy. But I think we've saturated the audience enough with the news.
Sounds good.
Yeah, I think we'll take a little music break, and then I think we're gonna kind of come back with a little surprise for you guys out there. Should we give them the surprise after we do? Okay,
we got
a little surprise for you. Well, we recorded some stuff back in, I think it was in July, maybe June, July, somewhere around there. We did some stuff with some friends of ours, and when we come back from the break, I'll go into a little more detail, but I'll kind of tease you a little bit.
Stay tuned.
It's a little fun little thing we did, and I think you're gonna like it. So again, we are Robots Attack, and we're gonna go to some music now. I believe this next track is the Dead Mouse track.
Ooh,
and the song title is that's Plus, correct? Plus.
Yes.
Okay. Just making sure. I don't want to give them false information out there if they're writing down, like, ooh, Dead Mouse. Okay, which track is this? I like pancakes. I don't know. I'm typing Dead Mouse. I can't find the I Like Pancakes song. Are you sure that's the name of the song? I think they messed up. I don't really think that's the right
one. It's not I Like Pancakes. It's Plus.
It's Plus. Okay, just making sure there. All right. We are Robots Attack.
Alrighty, folks. So, how smart is your phone? If you possess the futuristic alien technology, you can tune... Yes, you can tune your phone into KSU subliminal messages. The secret is to download a Shoutcast-compatible application from shoutcast.com or tunewiki.com. Then you can search for, locate, and decode our signals. Prepare yourself for KSU's world domination. We will rule. Or something very close to it. And, you know, the smartphone stuff is pretty cool. Especially the Winamp app for Android is actually pretty sweet because it has daily music
downloads.
Yes.
Tell them what they're going to hear.
Oh, that's...
They don't care about that crap.
Oh, sorry. What's coming up next?
I mean, you know, it's good information. You know, it's
but
I don't.
But
mean
that's
to,
not what you were trying. Yeah. Okay. Coming up next is the little segments that we talked about. We did some recordings with some friends where we reenacted some script material, specifically from
The Phantom Menace.
Yes, the world's greatest script known to man and beast and sci-fi creatures. it's pretty amazing. I think you'll all enjoy this. I know we had a kick doing it, some friends together, and
yeah, we did four readings,
four total. Yes,
and so we're just gonna play a couple of them this time. We don't want to just blow our load completely of Star Wars stuff.
Yes,
see how I covered myself there. And the first one we will play, like Caleb mentioned, it stars Caleb, myself, and our buddy Jason.
Yes.
So, you know, when you listen to it and you hear this other voice that you don't recognize,
that's our friend.
That's our friend Jason. He tagged along, and he did an awesome job. The first one we're gonna play for you, is the scene in the Naboo swamp, and if I'm remembering correctly, this is where Obi-Wan and Qui-Gon bump into Jar Jar for the first time. And to throw out a little disclaimer here, we it's not just us reading it like just right off the page. We kind of added our own little flavor to it. So
yes, we made it our own version of this very special script.
What that means in translation is,
it's going to be awesome.
But we added some crazy accents, some impersonations, so if you're offended by any of these, we apologize. We did it all in fun. I think y'all are gonna.
I think they'll figure it out. This is parody. This is parody in its purest form.
I mean, if it really upsets you, you can leave us a note on our Twitter and our Facebook and email us, and you know we'll take it into consideration.
Yes. But
I think if it really does bother you,
yet other problems.
Yeah, you should focus on some other things like all the occupies in all the cities and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Occupy so, wherever.
Yeah. So yeah, let's start us off with the meeting of Jar Jar and Phantom Menace. We hope you like it. Here we go.
Is it gonna be great?
Yeah, yeah. Oh man, the voice you picked for Jar Jar was so awesome. It's so good. All right, here we go.
Exterior Naboo Swamp, twilight. Qui-Gon runs through the strange landscape, glancing back to see the monstrous troop transports emerging from the mist. Animals begin to run past him in panic. An odd frog-like Gungan, Jar Jar Binks, squats, holding a clam he has retrieved from the murky swamp. The shell pops open. Jar Jar's great tongue snaps out and grabs the clam, swallowing it in one gulp. Jar Jar looks up and sees Qui-Gon and the other creatures running like the wind towards him. One of the huge MTTs bears down on the Jedi like a charging locomotive. Jar Jar stands transfixed, still holding the clamshell in one hand.
Oh no!
Jar Jar drops the shell and grabs onto Qui-Gon as he passes. The Jedi is caught by surprise.
Hey, help me. Help me.
Let go!
The machine is about to crush them as Qui-Gon drags Jar Jar behind him. Just as the transport is about to hit them, Qui-Gon drops and Jar Jar goes splat in the mud with him. The transport races overhead. Qui-Gon and Jar Jar pull themselves out of the mud. They stand watching the war machine disappear into the mist. Jar Jar grabs onto Qui-Gon and hugs him.
Oi, muy, muy, I loves you.
The frog-like creature kisses the Jedi.
Are you brainless? You almost got us killed!
I spake.
The ability to speak does not make you intelligent. Now get out of here!
Qui-Gon starts to move off and Jar Jar follows.
No, no. Misa, stay. Misa, your humble servant.
That won't be necessary.
Oh, but it is. Tis demunded by the gods. Tis a live debt. Tis Misa called Jar Jar Binks.
In the distance, two staps burst out of the mist in high speed, chasing Obi-Wan.
I have no time for this now.
Say what?
The two staps barrel down on Obi-Wan.
Oh no, Wisa, gonna?
Qui-Gon throws Jar Jar into the mud.
Stay down!
His head pops up.
Die.
The two fire laser bolts at Obi-Wan. Qui-Gon deflects the bolts back and the staps blow up. One, two. Obi-Wan is exhausted and tries to catch his breath.
Sorry, Master. The water fried my weapon.
Obi-Wan pulls out his burnt lightsaber, or burnt laser sword handle. Qui-Gon inspects it as Jar Jar pulls himself out of the mud.
You forgot to turn your power off again, didn't you?
Obi-Wan nods sheepishly.
It won't take long to recharge, but this is a lesson I hope you've learned, my young Padawan.
Yes, Master.
You say saved my life again, hey?
What's a this?
A local. He's go. Let's go from what those droids show up.
More? More did you speak?
Obi-Wan and Qui-Gon start to run. Jar Jar tries to keep up.
Excuse me, but that motto, grand safe place, would be Otagunga. Tis where I grew up. Tis safe place.
They all stop.
A city? Can you take us there?
I will. On second thought, not willy.
No!
Is embarrassing, but my afraid I've been banished. My forgotten, their bosses would do terrible things to my... terrible things if my gonna back there.
A pulsating sound is heard in the distance.
You hear that?
Jar Jar shakes his head, yes.
That's the sound of 1,000 terrible things heading this way.
When they find us, they will crush us, grind us into little pieces, and blast us into oblivion.
Oh, your point is well seen. This way, hurry.
Jar Jar turns and runs into the swamp.
Oh, man. Can you believe those guys? What a bunch of nuts.
Yeah.
Nerds. Nerds. Those guys are nerds. But we have more of them.
Yes.
We're going to give you one more track. This one takes place when in Phantom Menace again, when Anakin comes back after being freed, Qui-Gon and all them. And this time it's Caleb, myself, Jason again, and someone else joins the cast.
Yes. You'll hear the lovely sound of my wife, Elaine.
Yes, you will. And here it is, without further ado.
Mom, he's on the pod! Look at all the money we have!
Anakin pulls a bag of coins out of his pocket.
Oh my goodness, that's wonderful!
And Anakin has been freed.
What?
You're no longer a slave.
Anakin jumps for joy. Shmi is stunned.
Did you hear that, Mom? Was that part of the prize or what?
Let's just say Watto has learned an important lesson about gambling.
Now you can make your dreams come true, Annie. You're free. Will you take him with you? Is he to become a Jedi?
Our meeting was not a coincidence. Nothing happens by accident. You are strong with the Force, but you may not be accepted by the Council.
A Jedi? Mighty blasters! You mean I get to go with you in your starship and everything?
Qui-Gon kneels down to the boy.
Anakin, training to be a Jedi will not be as easy a challenge, and if you succeed, it will be a hard life.
But it's what I want! I've always dreamed about it. Can I go, Mom?
This path has been placed before you. Annie, the choice to take it is yours alone.
Anakin thinks, looks to his mother, then to Qui-Gon.
I wanna go.
Then pack your things. We haven't much time.
Yippee!
Anakin hugs his mom and starts for another room, then stops. Shmi and Qui-Gon give each other a knowing look. Anakin has realized something.
What about Mom? Is she free too? You're coming, aren't you, Mom?
I tried to free your mother, Annie, but Watto wouldn't have it.
But the money from selling...
It's not nearly enough.
Shmi comes over to her son and sits next to him. Taking both of his hands in hers, she draws him close.
Son, my place is here. My fortune is here. It's time for you to go. To let go of me. I cannot go with you.
I want to stay with you. I don't want things to change.
You can't stop change any more than you can stop the sun from setting. Listen to your feelings, Annie. You know what's right.
Anakin takes a deep breath, drops his head. Qui-Gon and Shmi exchange a look of concern, then Anakin raises up. There are tears in his eyes.
I'm gonna miss you so much, Mom!
I love you, Annie. Now, hurry!
Anakin and Shmi hug. Anakin runs into the other room.
Thank you.
I will watch after him. You have my word. Will you be all right?
He was in my life for such a short time.
Booyah, there you go.
Oh man, I almost forgot how funny that was.
I know how funny, cheesy, just a good time, man. I kept everyone like, let's do another one. It's just so good.
Oh guys, this is so fun.
I know. Elaine was so awesome. Everyone involved did an awesome job.
Mom. Do way I go. Oh, such a whiner. Not her.
Yeah.
Anakin.
Yeah, yeah.
Anakin's such a whiner.
Yeah.
Anyways, that rounds out that little bit of fun, and we are going to drop into a little segment. Yes. But
first, we
have some responsibility things we need to do. So,
gotta get that beaten in, Caleb. All right, bend over. You're gonna get that whooping.
No.
That's not the business that is taking care of right now.
That's definitely not it.
Oh, okay.
So the FINRA, Investor Education Foundation, has produced a free educational documentary called "Tricks of the Trade." Outsmarting investment fraud. The documentary shows tricks that cons use and offers advice from fraud experts. It's 1 hour long, aimed at those in or near retirement. Information about ordering the documentary is available at www.saveandinvest.org. Don't get cheated.
No, that would not be good. And now we go to... And now, it's time for Caleb's Corner.
That's right. My little specific segment of the show. And don't let the happy music fool you. Unfortunately, today's topic is kind of serious.
What?
This is serious. Yes. Now... A while back, past shows, I have mentioned the DMCA. I'm sure a few of you have heard about some of the lawsuits that have happened as a result of the DMCA and the takedown notices and general...
general good times!
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, general malcontent about the whole situation.
Not good times?
Not good times at all. Oh. You know, Jamie Thomas, I don't think, is having a very good time with that whole... that whole debacle. Well, folks, it's potentially going to get worse, if that's at all possible.
Say it ain't so. No.
Yeah, no, it's going to get worse because the RIAA and the MPAA are drafting up a new thing called the Protect IP Act and the Stop Online Piracy Act, or SOPA. And these will essentially break the internet. They will allow these organizations to extend American copyrights both internationally, where they have their own laws for doing things, and they will take the due process out of a lot of this, because what they will do is they will allow them to sort of at their own will, or, you know, with minimal amount of interference, take a server offline. Pretty much. The real problem is, like, some of these people that are running quote unquote rogue websites, which may or may not be rogue at all, or, you know, even if the website is rogue, like, they might have a hosting account. They could be Rouge, but they have a hosting account with some host someplace. But, you know, servers are pieces of hardware, and they're not exactly cheap. And so, to maximize their profits, hosting companies make virtual servers out of these. So they subdivide one machine into a lot of little servers. So someone has a piece of that. They go rogue. The RIA or MPAA, you know, using these laws that may or may not actually happen, will say take that server offline, the physical server offline, and that will take down all the other websites that potentially are on that server.
Ooh.
Yeah. And a version of this has actually already happened. has a great service called Instapaper, and it has several servers around, but they kind of share the load because people hitting one server all at once can take it out.
Yeah.
The FBI is a part of a raid an illegal activity took a whole rack of servers. So they took lots of people's stuff offline, and they made some fortunately for Instapaper, they had like distributed things, but the service was all weird and wonky because like a third of the service just wasn't operational like it was supposed to be. So yeah, it's not good times. And these will make it even easier for them for non-government agencies to do governmental things.
Jeez.
And it puts the ISPs also in the firing line by saying, ISPs, cut this person off.
Oh,
cut this service off. Cut this IP address off, regardless of, you know, whether, you know, it's just a can of worms that cannot be opened and should not be opened. And it's not just, you know, like those crazy right left wing hippies that are just out of control. It is groups like Google and
I think I've heard of that one.
Yeah, Google's
it's kind of a startup little
just a little company. Yeah, they're still making it now. AOL, maybe you've heard of them.
Yeah, I think so.
Mozilla, Yahoo, LinkedIn, eBay, Facebook, just little bitty things. Yeah.
Hopefully all those little guys will be okay.
Yeah, because you know all of their servers and their information is also in danger, because if you start taking away parts of the internet, it will eventually break, because you can't, I mean, yes, the internet will route around censorship, but there is a point where if you take away enough pieces, it's like it's a Jenga tower. It will fall over.
It will collapse and fall.
So there's some there'll be links to very good information about this in our blog, robotsattack.me. And please read up on this. Sign the petition. Get involved in this, because this directly affects you. Whether you realize it or not, it is affecting you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a pretty big news there, and you were right about it being depressing.
It's a little like
I'm kind of a little sad now. I was hoping this corner would kind of pick me up, but
sadly not today.
I'm feeling a little down. I think I think we may have a cure for that sadness.
Oh, what's that?
That is the core.
Going in.
Whoever goes into the core is not coming back.
Core, the core, the core,
to the core.
Movies.
Sequels suck.
By definition alone, they're inferior films.
Full generalization, many sequels have surpassed their original.
Comics.
As you know, I'm quite keen on comic books. Especially the ones about superheroes.
Video games.
What is that?
The Power Glove. I love the Power Glove. It's so big.
Music.
Top 5 musical crimes perpetrated by Stevie Wonder in the 80s and 90s. Go.
Tech stuff.
This is the isopalladial interface which controls the main ferromantle drive unit. Don't touch that. Blow up the entire ferromantle drive.
What is a ferromantle drive?
Nerd! Get those nerds!
Run for your lives.
Run, get those nerds. Wait, we're those nerds. You've entered into the core.
Woohoo.
If you're not familiar with the core, which you probably aren't, you're probably scratching the core. I think that was a really bad movie.
Yeah, it was.
Yes. You wouldn't be wrong there. We actually use lines from that in our bumper. What the core is, this is our like meat. This is the geek meat,
yes,
if you will, which sounds a little dirty there, but this is, you know, all of our movies, our games, our comics, everything geeky, everything nerdy. We usually throw it in here and we just let it loose.
Yeah.
And what we usually like to do is start it off with the box office totals over the weekend. You know, it's Tuesday, so, you know, it's for, you know, for the weekend just happened. You, maybe you're curious what was big at the theater over the weekend.
Yeah.
Right, Caleb? You're curious,
what happened?
Right?
What happened this weekend?
Well, number one, big shocker, Immortals.
No.
Immortals was number one. It made $32.2 million.
That's pretty decent.
Yeah. Second was Jack and Jill with $25 million. That's the one with Adam Sandler playing himself and his twin sister.
Aha.
Yeah. And number three, Puss in Boots with 24.7. So almost with Jack and Jill right there.
So Jack and Jill is just barely beat out a talking animated cat.
Exactly. So there you, that should tell you something. Number four, Tower Heist, which now the numbers drop like almost at half, 12.7 million.
Oh.
And then number five, J. Edgar, with 11.2 million. That's one with Leonardo DiCaprio, yeah, directed by Clint Eastwood.
Yeah, that should be interesting.
Yeah, that looks pretty good. Then number six, we got A Very Harold and Kumar Christmas with 5.9 million. Number seven, In Time, the Justin Timberlake extravaganza.
Be a Belieber.
Yes. I don't know if Justin Bieber's in that movie, but...
I don't know. I'm just
you're just saying. You're just cracking the jokes.
Yes.
That made $4 million. Number eight, Paranormal Activity 3, which you saw and spoke about,
yeah,
like on our first show a couple mm-hmm. weeks ago. That made $3.6 million. Number nine, Footloose with $2.7 million. And rounding out at number 10, Real Steel with $1.8 million.
Ooh.
And that is your box office top 10. Report. Now to you, Caleb.
Right, well, DVD is coming out this week. Some of these are good, some of these are strange. let's see, November 11th, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2. Flypaper with Patrick Dempsey and Ashley Judd. Larry Crown with Tom Hanks and Julia Roberts. Bellflower with people I don't recognize. I can't read it from here. Griff, the Invisible. Turtle, The Incredible Journey. The Weird World of Blowfly. A film called Beginners. Main Street. The Tree. The Treasure Hunter. Saint Misbehavin. And that will be the ones that will be released this week.
Have you seen any of those movies?
No. I didn't know. I only knew one of these even existed. Okay, technically two, because I saw the poster for one of them at the QuickTime Trailers website, but I didn't actually watch the trailer, so I have no idea what it's about. The Treasure Hunter looks like it's a foreign film, but which could be fun.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. You don't want to discredit foreign films just because a lot of times you have to read.
Yeah.
Some people go, I got to read at a movie. I don't want to do that.
Yeah. Doesn't bother me, but I grew up watching a lot of foreign films, so I don't know if that really counts. So what's next for you? What's our...
Well, I've got what came out this week in video games, because I love video games, and this was a pretty decent week. I mean, last week was Modern Warfare 3 and Skyrim were mm-hmm. two huge ones.
That's big.
This week is not too shabby either. We got... Assassin's Creed Revelations came out. We've got Saints Row the Third. We've got Need for Speed the Run. So far, all of these, on 360, PS3, the Wii. The Need for Speed the Run is also on the 3DS. I have no idea if you'd really want to play on that thing, but there you go. It is available for it. we've got Halo Combat Evolved Anniversary Edition landed. Let's see what else we got. Super Mario 3D Land. There's one for your 3DS. We've got Ultimate Marvel versus Capcom 3.
It's Ultimate.
And then we've got for the PC, PS3, and the Mac, Jurassic Park the game.
Wow, which one? Is it like a new one or is it like a rehash?
This is a Telltale game. So it's, if you're familiar with the episodic Back to the Futures they did. Same company. It's like they're doing the same similar thing.
See, I know them more from the Sim and Max.
There you go.
Ones that they did. Okay, I didn't know they did Back to the Future. Okay, learn something new every day.
Yeah, there you go. We got Rayman Origins. Mm. We've got Connect Disneyland Adventures.
Joy.
Yeah. Mario and Sonic at the London 2012 Olympic Games, you know, because you got to get your Olympic in before 2012.
You got to get at least one weird Olympic game in, sure.
Yeah. And then we've got the Lego Harry Potter years 5 through 7. And it looks like L.A. Noir, the complete edition. So I'm imagining this one has all the DLC kind of bundled in it.
That makes sense.
So
there you go.
So, yeah, that rounds out, you know, most of the big stuff for this week in video games.
Cool. One quick question before we switch off. Did you ever complete L.A. Noir?
Yes.
How was it?
It's pretty good. It's a rental. That's... I don't think it's really worth buying. I mean, because like once you play through the story, there's no real replay value, and the way the story goes, it splits it up into like different departments. Like as you progress through the story, you become like a homicide detective vice detective and all that sort of thing. So it kind of follows it, and the story is solid. It's just like
not a lot of replay value.
Yeah, I mean, it's a decent game. Like the biggest things were the motion capture and the voice and all that technology that they used, and the rest of it is like the combat and all that stuff is like just kind of thrown in there to break up. It's kind of funny. It's like every perp runs away from you. So it's like when you go to someone's house and you're like, hey, can you got, I'm going to run away. And you're like, oh, she's running again. All right. Get my control. Run, hold that button, run. Like everybody runs. They all run away. It's just, there's no surprise. There's no, it's like, you come up to somebody, gee, I wonder if this guy's going to run. Yep, he's running. It's like,
all right, well, we've deduced that he will run, and he's running. Hooray.
Yeah.
And chase you down. Come back here.
Yeah.
All righty, well, that's new in comics. No, you did new in video games. I'm doing new in comics,
and then you're going to wrap it up with a funny little story about Mario and PETA.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to that one. But yeah, give us the lowdown on the comics.
All right. Well, I'm going to just kind of give you the highlights because there's a lot that drops every week when in comics is, wow, there's a lot of stuff. Well, those of you who are following the DC New 52, the third issue of all of those is going to be dropping this week. So keep an eye out for those. A new Zatanna trade paperback is dropping. Dark Horse is releasing Conan Road of the Kings, Drawing Down the Moon, Mass Effect Invasion number 2 of 4, Mass Effect SSV Normandy Ship Replica. Oh, you can get it. Ooh, that's kind of cool. Star Wars Invasion Revelations number 5 of 5. And then Valve presents Sacrifice and Other Steam-Powered Stories. There's going to be a new Astro City book that's released. That's kind of neat. Astro City was a very good story arc. IDW will be releasing a book of Angel Portraits, 100 pages spectacular. Anne Rice, Surfing to the Bone, number 4. Archie, Best of Sham Sword, Bloom County, Doctor Who. Oh, Doctor Who. Doctor Who is good. Some more stuff. Ghostbusters, G.I. Joe, Godzilla. That's cool. There's some good stuff there. Image is going to be releasing some more. Is Elephant Men, Haunt, Mudman, Walking Dead. If you're a fan of the zombies, Walking Dead will be new ones will be out.
Also an awesome show.
Yes, show is very good. Catch it on Netflix or on TV. New Avengers, new Deadpool. The Fear Itself story continues. New John Carter of Mars. Ooh, 3 of 5. I have to pick those up.
You're only making a movie of that.
I saw the posters, and I hope that's good, because I saw a version of that movie on Netflix, and it was, or a movie of that same story, and it was, I couldn't watch it. I had to stop after 10 minutes. I'm like, this movie is horrible.
Wow, that bad, huh?
Yes. And I usually give movies a pretty fair shake, and that could not do it. New Punisher, new Thunderbolts, new Ultimate Doomsday, Ultimate Spider-Man, and Ultimate X-Men. Venom, Wolverine. When isn't there a Wolverine releasing?
Yeah, he's in everything.
Let's see. Further down in the Independence. We're actually, I think we're still in Marvel, aren't we? No, it's just comics in general. So these are all Independence. Bionic Man, Bonnie Lass, Captain Swig, Inuyasha, Godspeed, Lady Death. Is that still around?
Yeah. Where can they go to find a good selection of, you know, listing of all these comics and stuff?
If you I've given this a short shrift, and there's gotta be a lot more than that. There is a lot more. You go to previewsworld.com, and then you look for release info, new releases on the left hand navigation. It's got everything you could possibly want to know.
Awesome.
Yes.
You know what? Before you get to PETA, let me do. I almost forgot my little music. What's coming out of music now?
Oh, yeah, the music.
There's a ton. I mean, hey, we're on a radio station, probably as much as the music. There's a ton of stuff. So, you know, I don't really have the time to go through everything. I'll just kind of read off a few random things I see here and there. And this one, you know, I'm sure everyone will really, really want. Alvin and the Chipmunks, Chipwrecked Music from the Motion Picture. That popped out.
Yay.
We got some Glenn Campbell. We've got some Cynic. That is Dio. We got Drake. Five Finger Death Punch.
Death Punch.
Let's see who else we got on this list. I mean, it's like the comics thing. It's a huge list. Indigo Girls. Locksmith. Ricky Martin. Mastodon. Moby. I think there's even a Frank Sinatra best of thing or something. REM releasing their last album since they broke up. And there's music playing somewhere.
No, there's not. There's a thing going on all over here.
Run Kid Run. Slash.
Slash what?
Slash. You know, Slash from Guns N' Roses.
Oh, Slash. Right.
Formerly from Guns N' Roses or whatever you want to say it.
That guy.
Yeah. The awesome guitarist, in my opinion. Let's see.
He's quite good.
Tegan and Sarah, the Celts, the Irish Rovers, the Supremes, the Who.
That's a lot. Yeah, wow, that UFO, that list keeps scrolling.
It's Twisted Sister. I mean, there's
Twisted
a...
Twisted Sister?
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
No, there's... There's a lot of stuff. I mean,
where do we go to find out more?
I found this place called newmusictipsheet.com. They have a little list there, and you can click on it for each individual week, and it lists in alphabetical order all the bands that release stuff. And so if I happen to miss a band that you're like, hey, that band put a CD out this week, you didn't talk about it. Well, you know what? Shoot us a tweet or shoot us an email. Write it on our Facebook page and let us know, and we'll make sure to look out for that band and mention it. So
yeah, and if we can get a hold of music from it, if you are the band that you feel like you want some promotion, we'll do our best.
Yeah, we'll do our best. And now to wrap it up with a Mario and PETA, Caleb.
Yes, we've all heard of PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, and we were also familiar with their stunts. For lack of a better word. And their latest stunt involves our beloved friend Mario.
It's Mario! Mario!
Yes. Do you remember Mario 3? The famous suit system that allowed...
Hi, all. The reason why you're hearing my voice right now is because GarageBand decided to be weird. It cut off the rest of Caleb and I's show... as Caleb was talking about PETA and Super Mario Brothers 3. What happened, basically, to sum it up, was that PETA was upset with Mario, specifically Super Mario Bros. 3, because in Super Mario Bros. 3, if you remember, Mario wore various animal suits, now, which gave him various powers, and PETA thought this would be a bad thing because it would promote fur to children, because in the game, the suits are a positive, and they felt that this would be a positive thing for children. Now, we at Robots Attack are all for the ethical treatment of animals, but PETA, this is a little bit nuts. So, yeah, unfortunately, the story that Caleb told was much better than this summary, but again, well, that's not really the unfortunate thing, but unfortunately, you weren't able to hear it, is actually what I should say. And I'm rambling now, and yeah, I just wanted to let all you know why the show sort of just cut abruptly like that. Hopefully next episode won't run into any problems, unlike all the episodes so far. But again, we thank you for listening, and you can reach us at robotsattack.me. You can email us at robotsattackshow@gmail.com. You can tweet us at robotsattackme. And you can like us on Facebook and leave a comment, tell us how we're doing at the Robots Attack page on Facebook. Thanks again, and we look forward to providing you with entertainment in the next show. Take it easy.
Raccoon. Veronica. Nicto.